You know, we look at graduation, our school system, and everything that applies to that. There's certain degrees there of or stepping stones, if you will, that you have to go through to get your diploma. To get you go to graduate kindergarten, and then it's a grade school, and then junior high, and then work your own way up to being a senior in high school, and then graduate, and then receiving a diploma. So, and in getting there, you have a responsibility to go through those different steps, those different phases of your life, of your education, to receive that diploma. Is that right? You have the responsibility. It's just not given to you. You have work to do. You have assignments to turn in. You have tests to take. And, you know, the same thing applies in our relationship with the Lord, in our spiritual growth that God wants to take place in our lives. You know, once we're born again, we have a responsibility to for our growth and our Christian walk. And that's one thing we're going to look at this morning. We're going to start out in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, or chapter 5, verse 11. He says, "Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing." Now, how many times have we sat in the classroom, and the teacher's up there, yakety-yak, and you're hearing her, but you're really not hearing? How many times have we sat in on a Sunday morning service or a Sunday night service or a Wednesday night service, and you're hearing my voice, but you're not really hearing me? You hear me? I've been there. Your mind's somewhere else. You're hearing, but you're not really hearing it. You become dull of hearing. You do not have your spiritual ears on. He says in the same chapter 5 of Hebrews. Let's look at verse 12. He kind of insults us there. He says we're dull of hearing. He says, "I have many things to say to you." He said, you're hard of hearing. Notice he says there in 11, before we go on to 12, that he says, "Seeing dull of hearing." Isn't that funny how he puts them two together, that he can see that you're dull of hearing? When we're not hearing the word of God, people can see that in our lives, because it's going to show up in our lives. And in verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 5, it says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. He tells them that here that they should be teaching, but he's going to have to teach them again the first principles. The word there in Greek, it's where we get our same English word Adam, meaning the primary elements. In other words, he's talking about those oracles of God is the ABCs of the Christian life, the things that we should know and we don't, the principles, the oracles of God, the primary elements, or the ABCs of the Christian life. Verse 13 says, "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." In other words, you do not know the word of God, and you cannot grow apart from the word of God. Do you hear me? Are you still dull of hearing? Have you got your spiritual ears on? Are you listening? You cannot grow apart from the Word of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. I'm going to read verse 1. He says, he's talking to the Corinthian church. He says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." He's talking. He says, "Brethren," he's talking to Christians. He says, "I can't speak to you about spiritual things because you're too carnal. But I've got to speak unto you as babes in Christ." He says, verse 2, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able." He says, I have fed you with milk. I have not fed you that solid food. He said, and because you're not able to bear that solid food. And he says, even now you're still not able to bear it. In other words, he's telling them that there has not been no spiritual growth in their life. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2. When you get there, say amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. First Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that what? That ye may what? Grow thereby." What's going to help us to grow? The Word of God. You got to have the Word of God to grow spiritually. You know, we cannot expect God to do everything for us. But lots of times as Christians, that's what we want. We've got our little prayer list that we give Him, that we expect Him to answer all of our prayers and give us everything that we need. And pray for this individual and pray for that individual, you know, and you stop and think about it, it becomes all about us. But it's not about us, it's about giving glory and honor to God, is it not? Amen?
Amen.
It's not about us. But what we're talking about here this morning, that is about us, and it's about our responsibility, and that is Christian growth and Christian walk. And they go together, because if you're not growing, you're not going to be walking. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to be stumbling. You're going to be falling. You're going to become a stumbling block to someone else because you're not growing. Because they're going to look at you and they're going to be thinking, "Yeah, there's a Christian, and look how he's living. Look how she's living." Because you do not have that spiritual growth there, you're not going to have certain responsibilities, and one of them is growth. He tells us in this scripture here that there's things wherefore laying aside. That's the word I'm looking for, laying aside. There's things that we need to lay aside as Christians. And he lists them out there, and the first one is malice. Malice is basically, it's concealed anger. It's having an unforgiving spirit against someone. You're carrying that bitterness around in your heart and a chip on your shoulder. And yet you're calling yourself good. You think that there's no problem with me. He said, I'm a Christian, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But you have that malice in your heart because there's someone in your life that you haven't forgiven. And you've got a root of bitterness. And it may be deep down, but it's still there. He tells us in this scripture to get rid of it, to lay it aside. The second one there he lists is guile. I think the best way to describe that would be to using cleverness to get even with someone. To use cleverness to try to make a good impression about yourself. The third one he lists is... My glasses are fogging up. Hypocrisy. In other words, you're attempting to look like something that you're not, attempting to be something that you're not. I guess I'd pretty well get it, wouldn't it? You got your ears on? Are you listening? Say, Brother Dennis, that's not talking about me. That's talking about all of us. And myself included. I mean, it says brethren, right? When he started out, he's talking to the brethren. He's still talking to the brethren. He's not talking about to the world. He's talking about to the Christians of the body of Christ. And he tells them to lay aside and get rid of what else? Evil speakings. Evil speakings. That could be fall into a lot of categories there. It could be slander. It could be telling dirty jokes, saying things that you don't need to be saying, becoming a stumbling block to someone else out of your words. And he tells us, he says in verse 2, as newborn babes to do what? Are you hearing me? I'm asking a question. I'm not going to give you the answer. As newborn babes were to do what? Desire. We're to desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. Sincere is the pure milk, the spiritual milk that God wants to give us. And like a hungry baby, when you go to give them a bottle, you ever notice how a hungry, besides the crying part, you know, when you go to give them a bottle, their old head starts, when you get that bottle right there, they just, you know, they want it bad, you know, just... That's the way we should be as Christians when it comes to the Word of God. We should have that sincere desire, just like a baby wanting that bottle. Where's it at? Give it to me. That's the way we need to be about the Word of God. We should be sincere and be excited about the Word of God. Why? Because He wants us to grow. We should have that desire in us to grow spiritually. He tells us in this passage of Scripture here, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that ye may grow thereby. You know, there's so many times as new Christians, we want to jump into the book of Revelation, for example. As soon as we get saved, we want to jump into the book of Revelation. Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to choke on a piece of meat. You need that milk. You need to be fed. You need to grow spiritually and then go to books like that. It's a process. I think, too, that's why young Christians get discouraged, that they think that everything is going to happen just like that. It's not. It's a growth process. Just like a young baby grows up and goes from milk to baby food to eating off your plate. And then when they get teenagers, they're eating everything in sight. There's a growth process you gotta go through. It's the same thing with your Christian life. You grow a little bit at a time, but we want it all at one time. Without a hunger for the Word of God, you will not grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. You got to have that hunger. And my question would be for you this morning, do you have that hunger? Do you have that hunger? Because if you don't have that hunger for the Word of God, there's something wrong with your relationship with the Lord. Do you hear me? And if you're here this morning and you know that that relationship is right, but you still don't have that hunger, tell you what, you start praying for it. Say, God, give me that hunger. Give me that desire that you want me to have for your word, and he'll give it to you. But as Christians, when you receive the Spirit of God inside of you, you automatically should want to desire what the Spirit's going to say to you. You want to hear what the Spirit is going to say to you, because you got that Spirit living inside of you, and that Spirit should desire what the Spirit of God has for you. Amen?
Amen.
Pure milk. Pure milk is that total Word of God. You know, there's so many times in our lives, and I'm including myself in this, we want to pull a verse out here and a verse out there and say, "Woo, boy, that blessed me today. That's going to get me through the week. Man, I read that verse this morning. I'm so touched. Praise the Lord. Woo, I'm excited about that one verse." We need more than that one verse in our spiritual walk and in growth. We need the entire Word of God. This sincere Word of God is the total Word of God. And I encourage you, as a body of Christ, as Christians today, if you do not have a program set in your life to set aside time for the Word of God, you need to do it, and you need to start today. Amen?
Amen.
You know, there's so many times that we get thinking, "Oh, I'm gonna start doing that next week. I'm gonna start doing this next week." And it's not just about reading through the entire Bible in a year. It's about communion and fellowship with God. Because see, you can take a verse, yes, and dwell on it and pray about it But don't let it be just about one verse, because you're going to miss some nuggets that God has for you. Amen? When you get dug down and get to studying and praying about things and dwelling on that for several days, you'll be surprised what God will do in your life, how he will use the Word of God. 1 Peter In chapter 2 there in verse 3, and I'm going to close with this one. He says, "If so be ye have tasted, the Lord is gracious." How many have you tasted the grace of God? And when you read the scripture and you realize that, said, "My goodness, that's for me, that's for right now, that's for today, this hour, and what I'm going through right this moment." The Spirit of God is speaking to me through the Word of God, and you taste the grace of God. Man, that gets you excited when you realize that. When you realize that you may have read that verse a month ago, but all of a sudden today you can apply it to your life and what's going on in your situation today, and you experience the grace of God. Have you tasted it? It says that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. You know, the moment that you become a child of God, you should start experience the grace of God right then. You should start experiencing that appetite that you need to have for the Word of God. Have you experienced the grace of God today? Have you been excited lately about reading the Scriptures when there's something there that he wants to show you? If you don't, if you haven't, you need to hear this morning. You need to hear what God is saying to you. And he's telling you this morning, he said, I want you to know who I am. I want you to experience my grace like you've never experienced before. I want you to know me, and I want to know you on a personal level. It's not about all this religious stuff. It's about the Spirit of God speaking to you through the Word of God. Amen? Milk. Yep, it's good. Milk is good. Even adults, we still like to drink milk. How many of you still like to drink milk? I still like it.
Strawberry.
I don't need it to survive. but I can still drink it. And it does not matter where you're at in your Christian walk, in your Christian life, you need the Word of God. Because it is a continual process, no matter how long you have been a Christian. And it'll continue until we return, or Jesus returns to get his body of Christ. Amen.